It was everything British football is about. Drama. It was unbelievable. I thought, when it was 11 against 11, I thought we were fantastic. I knew after 5 minutes, 10 minutes, we're going to be good today. Tactically, we were very good. We stopped their best players from playing. We let them have the ball in some areas of the field. But once they came into the danger area, we won it back quickly. We attacked quickly. And strangely, really, because I can't remember in my career having played when there's two players sent off in the opposition. And as a coach, I'm ringing the bench to say, keep the ball, tell the players just keep the ball, make them run. But we found it difficult to get that message over. And when the second offence was committed, I remember thinking, how do you cope with this? How do you handle this? Because it's never happened to me before. And obviously, some of the players felt the same way. And we weren't as good when they had the 9 men as opposed to when they had 11.
So what did you do?
Well, we tried hard to keep the ball, but I felt that, you know, that was the message onto the field. But the players were so excited and so pumped up that they were giving the ball away, trying to score a second goal. And I thought, the second goal will come. It'll come just by being calm and just keep everybody keep their heads. But unfortunately, I think the frantic atmosphere got to everybody, particularly the Chelsea players. I was surprised how undisciplined they were. In fairness, we tried to attack more than we did in the first half. But because players were unsure how to handle this situation, they've never been in that situation in their lives, ever. And I could sense on the field, whilst I was wanting two more people up the field, the players are thinking, well, if we stay behind the ball, we're going to be safe, and that's always dangerous. And when Anelka came on, I know for a fact that one of my match reports says to the manager that if Anelka plays, make sure the goalkeeper kicks the ball long because he doesn't head the ball. And when the cross came in and he got inside our two centre-halves, he's a great player, Anelka. When the ball was in the air, I thought, he'll miss this. And he did miss it. If he was a good header of the ball, he'd have scored the equaliser.
Chelsea played a very tough game. Were you surprised?
Yes and no. Yes, in as much as I know they can cope physically. They've got a strong team, a good attitude towards work rate. But I did feel that they lost their discipline. Drogba's sending off was a terrible tackle. Yeah. And it surprised me because Didier Drogba's one of the great men in life. And, you know, I've been to the Ivory Coast scouting, and he is over there. You wouldn't believe how big Didier Drogba is. But he's building schools there, he's building hospitals there, he's such a legend. And he's a great, great, great man. And I was surprised because normally he's a calm man. And I was surprised that him of all people would go into a tackle with 2 feet. And maybe because he's a centre-forward. Centre-forwards don't tackle, they don't know how to tackle. And giving him the benefit of the doubt, I think that was a lot to do with it. But it was a bad tackle. And anybody else but Adele, I mean, we all know Adele is a very powerful young man, massive legs. And I think because he's so strong, I think that helped, the fact that he didn't get badly hurt. Had it been a slimmer boy, maybe like Jamie Mackey, you know, somebody could have been, you know, it was a dangerous tackle. Somebody could have got hurt badly. And I was surprised. I was surprised with Drogba. It's nothing. He's never like that. He's a gentleman on the field. He's a great, great player. He's a strong, powerful man. But he's very fair. So I was a bit disappointed in him.
Yeah. I talked to a fan last night in one of the pubs. And he had been outside the stadium when the Chelsea bus arrived. Mm-hmm. Now, normally, in Premier League sides at least, the buses arrive in a protected area, no audience. But at QPR, they had to walk through this 200 people lineup waiting and screaming at them. Besides this, Loftus Road is a very tight area, almost like a cockpit. Do you think this has had anything to do with the Chelsea players' way of playing?
Possibly. I think it's a good point, actually, because after about 20 minutes, I looked around and thought, some of the Chelsea players, mainly the foreign boys, don't really understand the profile of this game, how big it is for the two clubs. There's a lot of history behind the two of them, and it was always going to be a local derby in the true sense of English local derbies. But I don't think the foreign boys have really experienced that. And I think if that was the case outside the stadium, that might have worried one or two of the foreign boys. I think the atmosphere inside the stadium was electric, and the fans are close to the pitch. The foreign boys are not used to that. They probably took on the enormity of the game and then being such a local derby. So I think they did affect them, yeah. I've got to say that. And David Luiz, who I think is an amazing player, I think he lost his discipline. I think he lost his discipline on the penalty. It's a horrendous challenge. There's no need to go anywhere near Haider. And as soon as he went in, I looked at the referee, and the referee didn't hesitate. It was a soft penalty to give away. Now, you're talking about the highest level of players, and he looks like a left winger playing centre-half. He just plays football all the time. And he's got to learn, particularly in the Premiership, that you can't always use your skill. You know, you've got to be a strong, disciplined person. And I was a bit surprised he played, actually, because I'd seen some of their previous games, and Anisovic, I think, is a tremendous centre-half. And I thought he would have played him ahead of Luiz, because Luiz takes chances. And in our game plan, we played on him. We left John Terry alone, and we attacked Luiz, knowing something's going to happen. Either he'll try and dribble the ball out, or he'll do something, which I didn't anticipate a penalty, but, you know, it was a silly thing to do. If it was one of our centre-halves doing that, you know, the manager would be angry about that. So, but I think the whole atmosphere, the whole occasion did get to the Chelsea players.
Finally, how was the dressing room seconds after you arrived in there?
Amazing. I think the players knew that tactically, when it was 11 against 11, tactically, I looked down on the pitch. I knew we were going to be all right today, and I fancied us to win the game.
Why? Why did you knew we were going to be all right?
Because every player was perfect in what they were told to do. You know, Joey, we played Joey wide right to attack Ashley Cole, to intimidate Ashley Cole with his presence, and that worked. We let Terry have the ball, but we didn't let Luiz have the ball because we knew he would be the one who would be the weakness. We closed down very, very quickly in midfield. Our passing movement in the first half an hour was tremendous. And I think the balance of the team was very, very good. And tactically, we'd worked for 3 days solid on our formation and how we stopped Chelsea playing. And from my perspective, looking down on the pitch, which I think is the best view of all, I could see all over the field, everybody knew what the job was. Forlan had a job to do, Derry had a job to do, and I think the only player who I felt got a little bit lost in the thing was Adel Taarabt. But Adel was trying so hard to impress. He was taking a few risks. But even then, when you look on the field and you just see what you might call one small weakness, if you get the other 10 spot on, you take some beating.